ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
Sanhedrin Daf Pei Dalid. The Gemara starts off the Amud that the Makir for Oril, who is not allowed to work in the Bis HaMikdosh, Dovol Zeh Mitoyes Moshe Rabbeinu Loi Lomadnu, Ad Shebo Yecheskel Ben Buzlu, Ben Buzi Velomadnu, Kol Ben Nechor, Aral Leiv, Aral Bosa, Lo Yovel Mikdoshi. We learn now from Possum Medivi Kabbalah that someone who's an Oril is Aral Bosa, says Rashi, Shemesu Echel Machmas Mila, Lo Yovel. Rashi explains that it is as Horim Medivi Kabbalah Baalma, and therefore there's not going to be any Malkus. An Oril who's going to be Ovid in the Bis HaMikdosh will not get Malkus, because the Lav for Aral Bosa is only Medivi Kabbalah. Now, Be'emes the Rambam in Bias Mikdosh, Perik Vav, Halochiches, says that an oral who's oivin in the Bias Mikdosh is loike, and his din is like a zar who's loike if he's oivin in the Bias Mikdosh, and he gets Malkus. The Kesemishin says the Makoy of the Rambam must be from the Gemara in Zvochim, Tafyut Ches on the base, that the Gemara over there asks that if the whole Makoy to tell us that our oral is not allowed to be oivin in the Bias Mikdosh is only from a Pasuk in Yecheskel, what happened till Yecheskel came? What was the halacha of this oral? Was this oral allowed to go and work in the Bis HaMikdosh? And the Gemara explains that until Yecheskel, it was halacha Mishum Sinai. It was Bekabolah. Until Yecheskel came, and he put it into the Pasuk and said, Aral Boso, Lo Yovo, he's not allowed to go and come to Bis HaMikdosh to be Ovid in the Bis HaMikdosh. Says the Kesem Mishnah that since until Yecheskel, there also was a halacha Mishum Sinai to say that oral is not allowed to be Ovid, therefore he gets Malkus because of this halacha. Now this is a big chiddush. The Ochanei asks that we never find anywhere that there's a Malkus on Halacha Mishum Sinai. And Be'emes is a Mefush Gemara B'chayus, Tesvav Amud Aleph, that Isur Hu De'ike, of Lav Leker, there's no Lav on Halacha Mishum Sinai. And there's no going to be any Malkus. The Primogodim in Simen Kuf Chav Ches, in Eish Lavrom, Sivkot Nun Dalet, explains that the Kesem Mishnah holds that over here there is a Remez of Aral Bosor from the Pasuk in Yecheskel, so over here there is a reason why we can give him Malkus because of Aral Bosor, even though there's no Mefurish Alav in the Torah, but there's a Locha Moshim Sinai, and there's a Remez over here in the Pasuk in Yecheskel, therefore we can give him Malkus, we can give him Malkus because of his Locha Moshim Sinai. The Rikokus explains over here in the Rambam in Bias Mikdosh, says that the Makoy of the Rambam to say that he gets Malkus is the Rambam's Loshon is that he gets Malkus like a Zor, like Yisrael who was Ovid. And the reason is because the Rambam learns that the Pasuk over here, which says, Kol Ben Nechor, Aryal Leiv, Aryal Boso, is the Pasuk is saying that this Aryal Boso, this Oral, since he hasn't had the Bismillah, he's got din of a Ben Nechor, he has a din of a Goy. And just like a Goy, he's also got din of a Zor, he's also got din of like Yisrael who's not allowed to work in the Bis HaMikdosh, is well din this person who's an oral, he's a real bossa, he gets Malkus of Zor, he gets Malkus of Zorus. Now the Rikokus asks that if he gets Malkus of Zorus, why shouldn't he get any Misa? And some foolish over here in the Gemara that he doesn't know, he's not Chayiv Misa. Now Zor Shashimish is Chayiv Misa. And if we're going to say that this oral bossa has got Din Zor, why doesn't he get any Misa? Says the Rikokus, you have to say that the halacha is, the halacha was given like this, that he's got Din Benecha only Lagaba Malkus and not Lagaba Misa. Even though this is a doichik to go and say such a halacha l'mishum Sinai, that there was given Gevorah Nazeh to say that he's got din of Aryal Boso, he has a din of Ben Necha only Benegea Malkus and not Benegea Misa. Reb Moshe in his Tshuvas, Nigus Moshe, Ner Chaim, Chilik Beisim Lamed Gimel, explains, also like the Rikokus, and explains more, that Be'emes says, you say this thing in Machleikus over here, Rashi and the Rambam. The Rashi learns that this Pasuk of Aryal Boso is a new Chiddush HaPosuk to tell us that Aral Boso is not allowed to work in the Bis HaMikdosh, and since this Posuk is only Medivik Kabbalah, there's no Malkus. But the Rambam learns that the Posuk of Aral Boso is not a Chiddush, and not a new Halacha, which tells us that Oril is not allowed to be Ovid in the Bis HaMikdosh. The Chiddush of the Posuk is that Aral Boso, that someone who hasn't got Bis Mila, he has got Din of a Ben Necho, he has a Din of a Zar. The Posuk is just Mechadish to us that Oril has a Din Zar, and therefore he's going to get Malkus at Zar because the Oril has a Din Ben Necho. Explains Reb Moshe that this is the difference between Malkus and Misa. Because Malkus, the Pasuk says that a Zor is not allowed to work in the Bis HaMikdosh. Now a Ben Necho, a Goy, is also got Din Zor. But a Goy himself is not Mitzvah, he has got any Mitzvahs, he's not one of Sheva Mitzvahs, and he's not Mechuyiv not to work in the Bis HaMikdosh. He's not going to be over on any Yisurim if he works in the Bis HaMikdosh. But the Yisrael is Mechuyiv to go and stop the Goy to work in the Bis HaMikdosh.
Because just like the Yisrael has to make sure, like you find in the Korban Pesach, Korban Necha Lo Yichal Boy, does not mean that the Goy himself is mitzvah not to eat the Korban Pesach. The Yisrael's mitzvah not to allow the Goy to eat the Korban Pesach. Who had it over here? The same thing over here. The Yisrael is mitzvah, the Yisrael is mechuyev to go and stop the Goy to work the Beis HaMikdash midin Zar. Over here, that the Yisrael himself is like the Zar. The Yisrael himself is like the Goy, because the Yisrael himself, he is the Oral, and the Pasuk says that Aral Bosa has a din of a Ben Necha. Here, the Yisrael himself is not allowed to allow himself to work in the Beis HaMikdash because he's mechuyev to stop any Ben Necha working in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, he can get Malkus out of the lav of Zar because he's being over the Issa of allowing a Goy to work in the Beis HaMikdash because Aral Lev has a God din, Aral Bosa has a din of a Ben Necha. But the Chi of Misa, which we learn out of the Pasuk, Vazor HaKori of Yumos, this Pasuk is not going on a Goy. Because the Goy is not Mitzvah, the Goy is not Mechuyev, the Goy is only has his Sheva Mitzvahs. Therefore, even though the Aryal Boss has a Din Goy, he has got Din Zor only like a Malkus, he can get Malkus. But Misa, he's not going to get, because Azor HaKov Yumos is not referring to a Goy, only referring to Yidin. Who Yidin on Mitzvah on the Issa of Azor HaKov Yumos. Explains the Moshe that there's Machlekes Mogen Avraham and Prichodosh in Hilchos Nesis Kapayim, in Simen Kuf Chof Ches. The Magen Avraham writes in Simen Kuf Chof Ches, Yikot Nun Daled, that someone who has Meisu Ech of Machnas Mila, someone who's an Oral, is allowed to go and Duchen, is allowed to go and do Nesias Kapayim, because just like we find a Balmum, even though he's Posel Avrida, he's still allowed to go and Duchen, he's still allowed to do Nesias Kapayim. Who are then the same halacha applies to a Aral Bosa, even though he's not allowed to go and work in the Beis HaMikdash, he is Mutter Lisa Kapov. But the Prichodosh in Simen Kuf Chof Ches, Sifkot in Lamed Tes, he disagrees and he says that our oral is possible to be Noise Kapayim. He is not allowed to be Noise Kapov and he's not like the Balmum. Says the Prichodosh that it's Muchach, like he says from this Rambam, that the Rambam says he gets Malkus like a Zor. Explains Reb Moshe that Reb Chodesh means to say is that you see in this Rambam that Aral Bosa is not a new halacha which tells us Medivri Kabbalah that Aral Bosa is not allowed to work in the Beis HaMikdash like Rashi says, and that's why you don't get any Malkus. If the Rambam says you get Malkus, then you see in the Rambam that Aral Bosa was in his Chadash in his Pasuk is that he has a din of a Ben Necha, he has a din of a Goy. Now, since he has the din of a Goy, Legaba Avoida, it's Hua Din, the same halacha, Legaba Nesias Kapayim, he is not allowed to go and he's not allowed to Duchen, he's not allowed to do Nesias Kapayim, just like a Goy is not allowed to do Nesias Kapayim. And a Balmum is a Yisrael. A Balmum is just Pasol Avoida. But over here, the pastus of the Aral Bosa is because he's got a din of a Ben Necha, and therefore, just like a Ben Necha, a Goy is not allowed to do Nesias Kapayim. Who are then, Aral Bosa not to do Nesias Kapayim. And that's what the Prichodosh means to go and shtel to this Rambam, because you see this halacha in the Rambam, that the Gedda of the Aral Bosa is not a new halacha of Aral Bosa, is not allowed to be over in the Beis HaMikdash. No, Aral Bosa has a halacha of a Goy. Legaba Avrida, we look at him like a Goy enough that he can get Malkus, because just like a Goy has got din of a Zar, who are then, the same halacha applies to someone who's Aral Bosa, has a halacha of a Goy, and he's mechuyev to go. And he gets Malkus, he gets Malkus because of Issa Zah, even though he's not going to get Misa. And that is what the Prichodosh built down from this Rambam to tell us that he's not allowed to go Minoise Kapayim. The Gemara continues on later on. Yoshiv Minolon, how do we know a Yoshiv? Someone who's sitting during the Avrida, he's possible to do the Avrida. Omarov, Omarov Nachman, Omakro, Kivoy, Bocha, Hashem Elekecho, Mikol Shuvotecho, Lamid Lishoris, Lamido, Becharitiv, Veloy Lishiva. Rashi says, "V'loy liyishiva the kivin de'loy nivchar havelei kezor," because he wasn't chosen to go and work in the Beis HaMikdash be yeshiva only by amida. Therefore, whenever he's sitting down, he has a halacha of a zor. Rashi is a chiddush that a yoshiv who's oived has a halacha of a zor. Asks Rashi, if so, why does he not get misa just like a zor sheshimish gets misa? Why doesn't a yoshiv get misa? Says Rashi, the Gemara of the Zvachim Chav Gimel on the base asks this question and answers that the reason why it does not get Misa is because it is a mute, because Zar and Shlur Chutzidayim Veaglaim and Shtu Yayin are Shlur Shal Ksuvim Abon Ke'echod Ve'im Elamdim, and we can't learn out from them the Zachi of Misa. Comes out of Chiddush that Rashi holds that Yoshev has got a din of a Zar and the Zar Sha'uvid is got his Be'emes gets Malkus, nor he's mismayed from Misa. So according to Rashi, a Yoshev L'chirish again Malkus. The Adirma and Chiddush Aran over here argue on Rashi. And they say that even though we find, like the Gemara says before, Bamchus Begodim, that bigzman shebigdeim aleim kuhnosam aleim, but ain bigdeim aleim ain kuhnosam aleim, and therefore mechusu begodim, when he's not wearing his bigde kuhna, he has halacha vazar. But this halacha is only over there by mechusu begodim, where the pasuk itself says that bizman shebigdeim aleim kuhnosam aleim. The pasuk says that they're only kohanim only when they're wearing their begodim. But over here, the pasuk doesn't say lamido bechartiv lili yeshiva, that when he's sitting down he has a din of a zar, and therefore the shenim say the other man chidushayran, they hold that yoshev has not got a loch of a zar, and the limud, the afusa which we have over here in the gemara of lamido bechartiv lili yeshiva, is only a limud to tell us that if he's a yoshev he's possible avoda, but he hasn't got din of a zar, and therefore he's not chayv misa like a zar. Be'emes the Rambam in Hilchos Bi'as Mikdash Perik Hey Halacha Yudayin says that if he's sitting down during the avoda, he's chilel ho avoda, ve'inoy loike, he does not get malchus mipnei shor azhora shaloi miklal aseihu. His whole azhora is only miklal aseih of lamida bechartiv loy liyeshiva. There's no lois aseih to tell us that he's not allowed to do avoda b'yeshiva. And the Kesemisha says it's a poshut halacha to tell us avada the yoshiv who's sitting down during the avoda does not get malchus. Asks the Birkus Hazevach in Zvochim Chav Gimel Amud Beis, that since we see over here that Yoshev has got din of a Zohar, then why don't we say that he should get Malkus? Just like a Zohar gets Malkus, the Yoshev should also get Malkus. And Enchanami, we see in the Gemara, Rashi explains that he's not going to get Misa because there's a Yafusa which tells us that he doesn't get Misa. And he has got din of a Zohar like a Misa, but the mute is only a mute in Misa. Why should we say that he shouldn't get Malkus like a Zohar? And just like we find in Shittas HaRambam before by Oral, that Oral Boso has got Din Zor and he gets Malkus because of a Din of a Zor, who had Din, the same Din should be by Yoshev, someone who sits down, since he has a Din of a Zor, why doesn't he get Malkus? That is because Hazevach is cash on the Rambam, why does Rambam say that the Yoshev does not get Malkus? And Chiknoson over there in Zvachim Chav Gimel Beis is Marich to go Mim Yashev, the cash of the Biks Hazevach. Says Rebuchim Fisher Perlo, on the Chidusha Agrip on the Resag, Chilik Beis, Amud 640, he says that according to the Das of the Ramah and the Ran, Chidusha Ran over here, that they argue on Rashi, and they say Mefurish that Yoshev does not have a loch of a zar, and the whole Yafus over here, Lamido Bechalti Veloy Yeshiva, is only a limud, is only a Yafusa to tell us that his Avida is possible. But he does not have a loch of a zar, and he's not like a Mechusa Begodim that he has a loch of a zar. There's no question on the Rambam. And the Rambam is very geschmack that the Rambam says that he does not get any Malkus because the whole Azhara is only Michlal Asay. But there's no lav to tell us that Yoshev, he's got Din of a zar. Only Ariel Boso, who's got Din of Benecha, there he's got Din of a zar. Or Mechusa Begodim, where it's Mefurish in the Pasuk that their Kahuna is Tolui if they're wearing the Kahuna or not. But Yoshev, the Rambam will hold like the Chiddush HaRan and like the Yad HaRamah that they all go on Rashi and they hold that the Yoshev does not have a din of a Zer and therefore he won't get Malkus. And then Chanam, according to Shittas Rashi, Yotaka would get Malkus like the Bikus Hazevich asks that if he's got din of a Zer, he should get Malkus like a Zer. The Gemara later on, Bigzana Machlekes, Rebbe and Rabbonon, if Hizid b'me'ile, Rebbe oyme b'misa, v'chachom o'me'ime b'azhor. And the Gemara explains that Rebbe holds that the Makur to tell us that his Chayv Misa is from Chet Chet Mitruma, Ma Truma B'Misa, Afkan B'Misa, and Rabbonon have a mute which tells us Boy V'loy B'Me'ila, even though there's Misa by Truma, but there's no Misa by Me'ila, and therefore his B'Me'ila is only B'Lav and not B'Misa. Rashi says that even though Rabbonon hold that there's a mute, Boy V'loy B'Me'ila, that there's no Chiyuv Misa on someone who's Moil B'Hektish B'Mezid, says Rashi, that is only a chiv me'ilu. Avel azhora migmor goma lehizid b'me'ilu b'gzei shoved chet chet mitrum. So Rashi says that according to the Rabbonon, the makoy for the azhora of hizid b'me'ilu, the makoy of the azhora for me'ilu, even Rabbonon agree that the makoy is from chet chet mitrum. Rebbe holds that he learned chet chet mitrum also for chiv misa, and Rabbonon holds that the chiv misa has a miut of boy v'loy b'me'ilu, and therefore there's only azhora. The azhora for me'ilu is also learned to have a chet chet mitrum, like Rabbi holds, Ilan Achid Chim Mitrum. But the Rambam in Me'ila, Perik Aleph Halacha Gimel, says that the Azhor in Me'ila is from a different lav. The Azhor from Me'ila is from the lav of Loisuch Alechu Bisharecha, which the Gemara says in Makkos Daf Yud Zayin, tells us that Azhor Shelo Yilechu Bosa Oilo, and the Rambam learns that this lav is a lav Kloli, which tells us also that every person who's Nenem in a Hekdish, every person who eats from the Hekdish, is Chayiv Malkus for Loisuch Alechu Bisharecha. The Ravid over there in Asogis says he has an even easier Makur from the Pasuk of He Bistrum Sakotchim Loi Soichel, and the Pasuk over there is alive to tell us his is Bemeila Beazhar. So this Machlekes Rishonim now, Rashi holds that the Makur for the Azhar Meila is from Chet Chet Mitrume, and the Rambam, the Ravid say the Makur from different places, from Loi Suchalech Bisharecho, and the Ravid says the Makur is from He Bistrum Sakotchim Loi Soichel. Toisvus later on asks in the Ramaschil Gomar, that how can we learn out chit chit mitruma? L'chari, we should only learn out to kedushas haguf. Why about kedushas bedek habayis? It's not dumer to truma, because truma is kedushas haguf. And this is marich to miyash of the kasha. According to the Rambam and the Ravid, they hold as horror from a totally different place. The pasuk is from the suchal lech b'shurecha. It's not shver bichlal, because the Rambam holds that the makor is taken off from chit chit mitruma. There's as horror from ilah from the suchal lech b'shurecha or from he b'shurma sakotchim lo yisoichim. In other places also we find that Tosfos goes with Shitas Rashi, that the Azhar from Me'ila according to Rabbanan is from Chet Chet Mitrume. Tosfos says in Psochim that Chavovah Medalev to Maschel Heichol, that the Makor to tell us that even Tosfos asks that the Gemara over there says that there's only a Din Me'ila, only Kederich, only if Bederich Achila, Bederich Hanoah, then is the Chiv Me'ila. Asks Tosfos that normally we only find this Klal of Derech Achila only when the Loshon of the Azhar is Beloshon Achila. But if the Makor is from a different place, from Chet Chet Mitrume, then where is the Makor to tell us that you only Chai Me'ila only on Kedarkoi, and Shloi Kedarkoi Yipot? Says Tosfos, because you learn out Chet Chet Mitrume, and by Trume it says Loshon Achila, this is enough to tell us that by Me'ila also you need Kederich Achila. Now, of course, according to the Rambam and the Ravid, it's poshet why we need Kederich Achila, because the Pasuk of the Azhar by Trume itself says Leisuchalech Bishorecho, or like the Ravid of Hibisrum Sakotchim Leisoichit. And according to Tosfos, you have to say that Tosfos answers Chet Chet Mitrume, and Trume itself says Achille. But the Emes Alech Mishnah asks, in Maisa HaKobonus, page Yud Aleph, Aloch Aleph, that according to the Rambam, who holds that the Makur of the Azhar from Ile is from Yisuch Alech B'Sharecho, then where is the Makur, who someone who get Malkus, for Nenem min HaHekdesh? We know the Pasha of Me'ila is not just by someone who eats something from Hekdesh, it's also by someone who's Nenem from HaHekdesh, even without a Maisa Achille. Asks the Lech Mishnah, if the whole Makur as horror according to the Rambam is only from Lisuch Alech B'Sharecho, this is only a Makur to tell us that someone's allowed to eat Hekdesh. How do we know that someone who's Nenem in a Hekdesh is also Iva Issa and also gets Malkus? Says the Lech Mishnah, because the reason is because we pass in like Rebavo says in Psochim Chav Beis Amabes, that any place where the Torah says a Loshen, Beloshen Leisoichil, is Echod Issa Hanoah, the Echod Issa Achille B'mashma. The Loshon of Achille is lav dafka eating, it means also Issa Hanoah. And therefore, when even though over here it says a pasuk Lesucha Lechu B'Sharecho, but Echod Issa Achille, the Echod Issa Hanoah B'mashma, and therefore Yechayiv, even if you have Hanoah from Hekdesh, you're also going to get Malkus, like the Rambam over there, Paskins in Riches Me'ila. But the Mishnah Melech asks, in the beginning of Riches Me'ila, that it's not enough to go and say that we have a Makor for Bavo. Because even though we have a drasha from Rebavo which tells us Echod Issa Achila veEchod Issa Hanoah b'mashma, this only tells us that is a Issa of Hanoah that's Osa. Or but a Makur to tell us that you have a Chivas Malkus for Hanoah is not enough to learn out from Rebavo. Because any place where we learn out from Rebavo's halacha that Yichayev on Hanoah also, even though the Pasuk says Achila, we only know a Issa. But there's no Chivas Malkus, because the Issa is like Issa of Chatzishia, and we don't get Malkus. And over here, the Rambam says Mefurish in Peik Aleph, Halacha Gimel, and Hichs Me'ila, that someone who's Nenem in a Hektish gets Malkus. And if the whole Makur to tell us that this Issa Hanoah is only from Rose Din, why is he going to get Malkus for Hanoah? He still didn't get Malkus for Achille. The Mishnah Melech is very, very marich of that to go me Mazbe. Where is the Makur of the Rambam to tell us that you get Malkus, even if you're Nenem in a Hektish, if the Rambam's Makur is from Yisuch Alech B'Sharecho? Reb Chaim Loizer in Achiezer, Chilik Beis Min Yud Ches, picked down from Liborich Kamoi, that there's a big nafke min la locha between the Shittas Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam and the Ravid. Because according to Rashi and Tosfos, that the Makor is from Chit Chit Mitrume, the Gemara says in Me'ilat of Yud Ches Mit Beis, that just like we find, there's no din Truma b'mechuba, there's no such thing as having Truma b'mechuba, every Truma is always betalush. It's the same din is also by Me'ila. There's no din Me'ila b'mechuba. If someone is nene from Hekdesh b'mechuba, Hekdesh have a field and is mechuba, there's no pashas Me'ila if someone's nene b'mechuba. The Gemara says the reason is because Me'ila is hukash, Me'ila has a gzereshova to Truma, ma Truma betolush, af Me'ila betolush. Says it by Leboch Kamoi that according to Tosfos who hold that the whole Makur and the whole Azhar from Me'ila is only from Chet Chet Mitruma. Therefore, just like by Truma, there's no Issa Bichlal of Truma B'mechuba, because there's no such thing of Truma B'mechuba, is by Me'ila also, there's not going to be any Azhara of someone who's going to be Moil B'mechuba. But according to the Rambam, who holds that the Azhara from Me'ila is from a Pasuk of Lisuch Alech B'sharecho, therefore, even though we have a Miut, where we have the Afusa, which tells us that there's a Miut by Me'ila, that Me'ila is only B'tolush and not by Mechuba, but Azhara and the Issa Minatayr, they're still going to apply even someone who's going to be Moil B'mechuba. And someone who's going to be Moil B'mechuba according to the Rambam is going to be over the lav of Lisuch Alech B'sharecho, even though you have the Pasha of Me'ila, you have to be a Kol Me'ila, you have a Chimish Vasham, he will have all the dini meila, but the afilah hachi, because that is nismait, ma truma betolush, af meila betolush, but he's still going to have isa deraisa. Mashiach, according to the Tosfos, there will be no isa deraisa to be moil b'mechuba. There's a great machlokes between Rambam's shitta and Rashi and Tosfos. Is there going to be azhara, isa deraisa, to someone to be moil b'mechuba? Tosfos says in Psochim, the flam gimel and aleph, the mamaschel umino, that Rebbe who holds ahizi b'meila b'misa, the din misa is only going to be by someone who eats something from the hektish. Someone who's oichel min a hektish has a chivas misa. Because of that, you learn at chit chit mitruma, just like someone who eats truma is chayiv misa, who adin, same din is also someone who eats min a hektish is going to be chayiv misa. But someone who's nana min a hektish, without a misa achila, even Rebbe agrees, there's not going to be a chayiv misa. That's what Tosfos says in Psochim, daf lamed gimel. But the Emes L'Rashi's Loshin, if that Pei Gimel Amad Aleph, is mashma that Rebbe's Alocha of Hizit B'Me'ila B'Misa is any Hanor. Rashi says any Nenem in a Hektish is going to get Misa. Rashi in Psochim also says Hizit B'Hanoas Hektish. The Pnei Shua over there in Psochim is Medayik in Rashi. The Rashi augurs on Tosfos. And Rashi holds that according to the Rebbe, there's going to be a Chiv Misa even on someone who's Nenem in a Hektish, not just someone who's Oichlam in a Hektish. And the Emes of Tosfos comes out big Chiddush. Even though we know in Parshas Me'ila there's no difference between someone who eats or from a Hekdesh or someone who's nene from the Hekdesh without a Maisa Achila, normally you understand that even if someone eats from the Hekdesh, his Chiyuv Me'ila is also because of his Anor. There's one Issa called nene min a Hekdesh. Now this nene, you could do in different Ifanim, you could do in different ways, either through a normal Anor, a regular Anor, or through Achila, which is also Anor. In Tosfos and Mavur, that when someone eats from the Hekdesh, he's over a new Issa. There's a bazunda separate gather to his din that he learns out from Truma that someone who eats from the Hekdesh is going to be Chayiv Misa, even though someone's Nenem in the Hekdesh is not Chayiv Misa. So you see over here that the Achila from the Hekdesh has a separate Halacha and a bazunda Chayiv Misa if someone is going to be Oichol in the Hekdesh. Now, Tosfos is only Mavur like this only in Shittas Rebbe, who Rebbe holds as a Chayiv Misa. According to Rabbanon, you can still understand that the normal Achila min HaHekdesh has the Halacha of Nenem min HaHekdesh. There's one parasha could be Nenem min HaHekdesh, and the Achila is always because he's always having a Noah through the Achila. But there's no separate din that if someone's Oichel, he has a Aveir of Achila min HaHekdesh. But the Rishash over there in Psochim wants to be Mechadesh HaChiddush, that even according to Rabbanon, there's also a separate Halacha to be Oichel min HaHekdesh because we learn out Chit Chit Mitruma. And as Horah from Hizib Me'ila, even according to Rabbanon, is also from Chit Chit Mitruma, and Truma is Achila, like Tosfos explains according to Rebbe, is according to Rabbanon, is also that way. The Achila's Truma is a separate Issa from Chit Chit Mitruma, and Yechayiv, if you're going to be Oichel min HaHekdesh, and the Nafkarina says Rishash, that even though normally every Nene has to be Nene Shover Pruta min HaHekdesh to be Chayiv Kol Me'ila, and to be Oiva Nelav, but someone who's Oichel, Kzayis, even though he's not going to be, he doesn't have a Shavar Pruta, he's going to be Chayev Achilas, also Achila, which is also, because the Achila itself is also, if there's a Achila of a Kazayis, to be Chayev Achimish V'Osham, even though he doesn't have a Shavar Pruta, even though every Nene needs to have a Shavar Pruta. And the Rashash explains with this, the Lashon of the Ran in the Dorim Samaches, Rabbi Kvega over there asks on the Ran, that the Ran seems to imply that someone who eats a Kazayis from Truma, a Kazayis from Hekdesh, is Chayiv, Parshas Me'ila, even though there's no Shavar Pruta. And Rabbi Kvega asks that we know that the Chiyuv Me'ila is only by Shavar Pruta. Says the Rishash, that according to this is good because there's a separate halacha that if someone eats from the Hekdesh, there's a Chiyuv from Chet Chet Mitruma to tell me that Achila itself is a Mechayiv, as long as he eats a Kazayis, even though you don't have a Shavar Pruta. Only when you're going, only when you're being nene without an achila, then you have to have a shavar puta. But someone who eats, you don't have to have a shavar puta. As long as you eat a kazayis, you chayiv. If you eat a kazayis min a hekdesh, even though it's not a shavar puta. But the Rishash himself says that the Rambam and the Yishalmi is mefurish that you need to have a achila, needs to have a kazayis and a shavar puta. And you see that he, not like he wants to say in the Ran in the Dorim, that you could be chayiv on achilas kazayis even without a shavar puta. Reb Shmuel Rezovsky in his Shurim or his Tof Yudalit says that even according to the Rishash, the Medayik and the Rambam and the Yishalmi, that we need to have a shavar puta even in achila, but could be there still is as horror on achila of chitchint mitruma, even though you're not going to get malchus and there will be no parshas mila, but could be the as horror of chitchint mitruma has a din by the achila itself, even though you're not being nene, because you don't have a nene or shavar puta, and you only have achila of a kazais. So even though you don't have the parish of Meila, it could be as hard of Meila, it's you still do have, even according to Rabbanon. The Chazanish, Be'emetim Likutim, in Maseches Makis, Simchov Gimel, Dafid Gimel Amad Aleph, says that according to Tosfos, who holds that as hard for Meila is from Chet Chet Mitruma, then the whole Makur is only from Achilas Truma. Like Tosfos says according to Rebbe, that you only Chayev Misa, only if you eat Truma. It's according to Rabbanon also, the whole Azhara and the whole Malkus, which you're going to be getting, is only in the case where you eat Min HaHekdesh. Achilas Hekdesh is Nilmat Chit Chit Mitruma from Achilas Truma. But someone who's Nene from Hekdesh, without an Achila, even though this Nene Avada is also Iva Issa, but his Issa is not a Fush in the Azhara of Chit Chit Mitruma, and therefore he's not going to be getting Malkus. According to Tosfos, holds a Chit Chit Mitruma, he only gets Malkus if he eats from the Hekdesh. But if he's nene min hekdesh, he won't get any malchus. Not like we saw before in the Rambam, that the Rambam paskins that if he's nene min hekdesh, you also get malchus. But according to the Tosfos, Rashi and Tosfos, they hold that as far as from chit chit mitruma, then members, you're only going to get malchus only if you eat truma. And the whole makor for the Issa Hanor is only from the fact that we see that the Torah says there's a chivas korban, and the chivas parshas me'ila of a chumash and a osham, even by Hanor min hekdesh. So from there we learn that there's an Issa to be nene min hekdesh. But the Azhara of Me'ila is only by Achilas Hekdesh, just like Achilas Truma. And therefore, if someone's Nenem in a Hekdesh, it's not going to be any Malkus. But if someone's Eichel from the Hekdesh, then he's going to get Malkus, and only with Achila of Kezais and Achila of Shavar Puta. That's the Shitta of the Chazanish over there in Makkus, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Now, just to clarify and summarize the points which we discussed in this Sugya by the Machlekas of Rebbe and Bonon, we discussed that according to Rebbe, the makor for Misa by Me'ila is from Chet Chet Mitruma. But according to Rabbanon, the Azhara is not clear as Machlokes Rishonim, where is the makor? Rashi and Tosfos over here in Tosfos and Pesachim hold that the makor for Rabbanon, the Azhara, is from Chet Chet Mitruma. Whereas the Rambam and the Ravid hold the makor is from Hibisrumas Hakotchim Loi Soichel or from the Pasuk of Loi Sucha Lechel Bisharechel. We said in Afkemina, is between Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam, is by someone who's Nene b'mechuba, is he going to be Oiva Azhara or is not going to be Oiva Azhara? Now, we discussed three separate points about this din of his b'me'ila, because normally one would understand that someone who's Nene from the Hekdesh, there's no difference whether he's been Nene through a normal regular Hanor or he's been Nene through a Maisa Achila from the Hekdesh. Achila is also a regular Hanor. But we discussed three points over here where we can, maybe there are differences between someone who's nene from the Hekdesh and someone who is oichel from the Hekdesh, someone who eats from the Hekdesh. The first point we discussed was where is the makor to tell us that someone who's nene in the Hekdesh is also be'azhara. The Rambam paskins clearly that someone who eats from Hekdesh gets malchus according to Rabbanon, that's how we paskin, and someone who eats from Hekdesh and someone who's nene from Hekdesh gets malchus. And the Lechem Mishnah and the Mishnah Melech ask and try to explain where is the Rambam's Makor to tell us that someone who is nene from the Hekdesh without Achila is also over on the Azhara from Ila. Since according to the Rambam, the Makor for the Azhara is from Lishucha Lechol Bisharecha, which is a Lashon Achila, where would we know that someone who's nene from Hekdesh without a Maisa Achila is also over on the Azhara and who should get Malkus? This is what the Achinim discussed in Shittas Rambam. Now we quoted the Chazanish who says that even according to Tosfos, who holds that the Makor is from Chet Chet Mitruma, is also, there's a difference between someone who eats from Hekdesh or someone who's Nene from Hekdesh without a Maisa Achila. Because since the Makor is from Chet Chet Mitruma, and by Truma, the Issa is Issa Achila, therefore there's no Makor to tell us that someone who's Nene from Hekdesh should get Malkus for this Azhara from Chet Chet Mitrumah. Says the Chaznish, even though the Rambam says clearly that someone who's Nenem in a Hekdash without a Maisa Achila does get Malkus, but according to Tosfos, this will not be the case, and there's no Malkus according to Tosfos if someone is Nenem in a Hekdash without a Maisa Achila, since the Makur is from Chet Chet Mitrumah, which is only a Makur Azhara to someone for eats from Hekdash. Even though someone who's Nenem in Hekdash is definitely prohibited, he's not allowed to, but he's no Makur from Azhara to tell us that he's going to get Malkus. This was the first point. The second point we said is from Tosfos in Psachim, that since Rebbe's Makur to tell us that there's Misa for someone who's Hizid B'Me'ila, the Makur is from Chet Chet Mitrumah, and last week he said, the Chet Chet Mitrumah is only a Maisa Achila. Therefore, says Tosfos, Rebbe's Chiddush of Misa is only someone who eats from Hekdash, but someone who's Nene without a Maisa Achila will not get Misa according to Rebbe. And we said the Pnei Shua says that Rashi disagrees with Tosfos, and Rashi holds that someone who's Nenem in a Hekdash would get Misa according to Rebbe, even if he doesn't do this Hanor through a Maisa Achila. The third point discussed was the Chiddush of the Rishash, who says that just like Tosfos says according to Rebbe, who holds that it's a Misa by Me'ila, but since the Makor is from Chet Chet Mitrumah, which is only a Isa Achila, therefore the Misa according to Rebbe is only by Achila. Likewise, according to Rabbonon, whether the Makor for the Azhara is from Chet Chet Mitrumah, like Shittas Rashi and Tosfos, there's going to be different dinim according to Rabbonon, someone who eats from the Hekdash, or someone's Nene from Hekdash. Even though someone who's Nene from Hekdash, we know needs a Shavu Pruta, and he only chayiv a kom me'ila and a lazhara, only if he's over an hano of a Shavu Pruta. But if someone eats from Hekdash, as long as he eats a kazayis, even if he doesn't have a Shavu Pruta, he's gonna be chayiv. This is the chiddush that the Rashash says in the Ran and in the Dorim, but he points out that the Rambam and the Yerushalmi will be mashma, that a person who eats from Hekdash is also only chayiv if he eats a kazayis and is a Shavu Pruta. But this is what the Rashash points out, that according to the Rabbonon, there could also be differences between someone who eats from Hekdash or someone who's Nene from Hekdash without a Maisa Achila, even though normally one would understand that there should be one klolistiger klal of someone who's Nene in Hekdash, but says the Shash, there could be differences, even according to the Rabbonon, between Achila and Hanor. Moving further, Gemara Amud Beis, a new period, Elion Hin and Nechnokim, Hamake Ovi Ve'imoi. And the Gemara says, "Maka aviv v'ima mi nolon d'chsev maka aviv v'ima meis yumos v'chol miso amur b'teir stam eino elochenek." And the Gemara asks a kasha that maybe the chiv v'chiv v'smisa b'maka aviv v'ima eima ad kotel lemiktal. Maybe the chiv misa is only in the case where you kill him. So the Gemara can't be, because if you kotel chad b'saif, if you kill a friend, you're going to be chayv saif. And aviv, which should be more chomor, is b'chenek, and chenek is a lighter misa than saif. Says the Gemara, that is only good. The man d'omar good. The man d'omar holds chenek is kal. The man d'omar chenek is chomu ma'ikel meima. And the Gemara says, you learn that from a pasuk makayish v'meis mois yumos. That any time when it means misa, the Torah explains clearly makayish v'meis mois yumos. But over here, the Torah says makay over v'imur and don't say v'meis means any hakol sheish b'chabura, even if he didn't die. There's a very famous kasha from the Achrenim, Reb Kveig over here in Chidushim, and in Chuvas Medu Tinon Simkuf Chavtes. The Primi Godim also in Shin Chavches. Eish Lavram Lamed Gimel asked this question. The Tosfos says in Chulin Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis that even though we have Alocha in Kol HaTorah Kula, they will go after Reuv. The Alocha is Hoichin Bosar Reuv, Hoichin Achar Reuv. This Alocha is only in a case to go and give him a din which he wouldn't have had before. And Marshal, a person who is not sure if he's Chayiv Misa, and Api Reuv, we want to be Chayiv Misa, we say that Hoichin Achar Reuv and he's Chayiv Misa. But someone who's anyway Chayiv Misa, and we have a shaila, which misa to give him? Do we give him a skila? Do we give him srefa? Says Tosfos over here, we do not have the klal of ein hoichin acharif. Therefore, if someone gets mixed up and niskalim ben nisrofim, someone who's a niskal gets mixed in more nisrofim, even though there's roiv nisrofim, we cannot give the person srefa because ein hoichin acharif to give him a different misa. So ask the zachrinim over here, if we're going to say that the chi of misa over here by Maki Ovin Ve'imui is not by Chabura, but like the Gemara's Havamina, only if you kill the father, you kill the mother. Therefore, it comes out that the Chiyuv is by Emes Al Tzitzicha. If it wouldn't have been a father, you're going to be Chayiv a Misa of Saif. If you're going to be Chayiv Misa for killing the father, then he's going to be Chayiv Chenek. So the Shaila is, if it's his father, he's going to be Chayiv Chenek. If it's someone, a Poshida person, he's going to be Chayiv Saif. He's a chayiv misa because he killed someone. The only nidden is, which misa does he get? Is he getting saif? Is he getting chenek? Now we know the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Yud Aleph from the Aleph that the only way we know that someone is his father, how do we know? How does a son know who his father is? Is only Basar Reiv, is only Achar Reiv, because Reiv Beila is Halich Achar Baal. Without a klal of Hichan Achar Reiv, we would not be able to say Bevados that this person is his father. So over here, this person who is Make Oviv is only Chayev as Make Oviv, only Midin Reiv. So the question is that over here, he is definitely Chayev Misa, either because he killed the Pasha, the person, or because he killed his father. And the halacha is to differentiate between which Misa he gets. Tosfos says in Chulin Yudal from a base, we do not have the klal of Hichan Achar Reiv. And therefore over here, how can we have the Gemara say that the Havamino would be that he's Chayev Misa only for killing his father? But if he's going to Chayev Misa for killing his father, we'll never be able to give him Chenek. Because Chenek is only if we know it's his father, and we only know it's his father only because of Hichan Achar Reiv. And we don't have a klal of Hichan Achar Reiv in the case where Mamonoshach is Chayev Misa, either Misa's Chenek or Misa's Chayev. And over here, he killed someone. How can you give him Misa Api Reiv? There'll be never Misa's Chenek in the Torah by Maki Ovev Imoy. And that can't be. Maki Ovev Imoy is the Chayev Misa. Therefore, how can the Gemara go and say that Maki Ovev Imoy should be Chayev Misa only in the case where you're going to be killed the father? Reb Kvega answers this question in a few ifanim. The first way he answers the question is that Be'emes Tosfos is Yesoid over there, which says that Idongo Basar Yoriv Baniskolim Benisrofim. When you want to differentiate, we want to go and work out what kind of Misa we should give him. Be'izicha Chayiv Misa, we don't go after Yoriv. There's no Makur to go and tell us such a Yesoid that Idongo Basar Yoriv in to be Misa Le Misa, we don't go Basar Yoriv. Tosfos holds that since we don't find anywhere in the Torah that we have the klal of Hilchin Achar Reiv lehav de be misa le misa, therefore we got no makor to tell us that there's such a yisoid. But if Al Gemara would be a makor to tell us that there's a chi of chenek by makor of imu when he killed the father, and even though there's going to be a chi of misa anyway, because even if it's not his father, there's going to be a chi of misa of saif, then it will be muchach in this din that there is a klal of Hilchin Achar Reiv even to be keveah, which Misa is going to get. And there's no yisoid that you can't go after Reiv, have the Misa le Misa. There's no Makor for it. And this will become the Makor. And therefore you can't ask a question from this Gemara on the Tosfos over there. Be'emes Reb Kvega took on, there's no, the Tosfos is Pshat, Tosfos which says over there, that the reason why you don't go Basar Reiv, between the Misa and the Misa, is only because there's no Makor for such a Kalal in the Torah. The Ol Chenei and Daf Pei Amud Beis wants to say that the reason why, he says that the reason why you don't go after Reiv be Misa le Misa is because it's like Heta be Heta. We find that there's no din of bittel in Heta be Heta. Only Issa in Heta can become bottle. Heta in Heta, there's no klal of bittel. Therefore, Misa le Misa has a halacha like Heta be Heta. Says Al Chinei, that is the svar of Tosfos. The Inig Yom Tov in Simendalis has a different svar that in order to give him a din Srefer, we have to be Mechal, we have to be Chala, din Chalois, din Srefer on him. And bittel can never give him a din. Bittel can never give him a din Srefer, can only lose dinim. But to give new dinim, the Inig Yom Tov, he says, is always that he can't get new dinim through bittel. Says the Inig Yom Tov, that's why Tosfos holds that Nisrofim can never get a din of bittel Beroiv to give him a din Srefer. So the fee there svaris, it won't work. The Kvegas teretz to say that the reason why Tosfos says is only because there's no Makur. According to their svaris, there is a svaris for Tosfos to say his Yisoid that you don't go Basar Reiv be Misa le Misa, and therefore the Kash is still shver that Al Gemara is Mavur that you do go Basar Reiv be Misa le Misa. Another teretz of Kvegas answers that even though it's a very simple teretz, that even though there's a cloud that you don't go after Reiv be Misa le Misa, over here we could be talking about a person who only had Asra for Chenek, which this man Oma holds is Chomu, and he holds that Musra Ledova Chomu, Loi have a Musra Ledova Akal. The Asra which he had for the Misa HaChamura does not apply, does not work for the Misa HaKal, which is Machlikas in Gemara Ksubas Lam Gimel Amad Aleph. And if you hold Musra Ledova Chomu, Loi have a Musra Ledova Akal, then he's definitely not going to be getting Saif. The whole Shaila is only, is it his father and he's going to be Chayiv Chenek? Or is it not his father and he's not going to be Chayiv anything? Because he didn't have a Asura for the Saif, which is the Kula Digim Misa. Therefore over here, you want to go after Reiv to be Kevea, that this to establish that this is his father in order to give him Chenek, otherwise he won't be giving him any Misa at all. And over here, everyone agrees he can go after Reiv. A third Teretz of Kvega says that over here, even though you can't go after Reuv to establish which Misa he's going to be getting, but over here we already established from long ago that this person is his father, b'negea a lot of other halachas. There's many halachas which a person has to know whether kibud avayim, where the person has to know if this person is his father, and on that we've already established from when he was born that this person is his father because he had a halacha of Reuv. So even though later in his life there came a time like this when it was makir of avayimoy, and we have a shaila now which is ben misa le misa where you don't have Reuv, but since we have already used the klal of Reuv legaba other dinim to go and establish that this is his father, now it's already nifsak that's his father, then avada you can go and basar Reuv even to be kaveh which misa he's going to get. Says Rabbi Kveger, this is very similar to the halacha that a person, a father, is mechuyev to be poydah his son, and he can go and be toveah the father to be poydah his son after 30 days of pidyon aben. Even though ban momen ein hulchim achar Reuv, is how can we go and toveah the father for the money ein hulchim ban momen achar Reuv? No, because we already established that this is the father for other halachas. Therefore, even if it comes now, it's applicable to Hilchas Momenus, we still go Basar Halacha of Reuv, even though Momenus Alein, we won't go Basar Reuv, because Ein Hilchas Momen Achar Reuv. But since we already have a Halacha of Reuv, and we already know that this is his father, we could use the Klal of Reuv, even Legaba Momen. So as a Bekvega, you could use the same Yisoid over here also, you could use this Klal of Reuv, even over here, by Misa Lemisa, because you already used this Klal of Reuv, but get other ways to establish that this is his father. This Yisoid is the famous Yisoid from Aflor in Chedushim to his Ksuba Samach Tes Vavam with the base. He says also this Yisoid that even though Ein Hulchim Mamon Achar Reuv, but once you've already used the Reuv and you've already paskened the Halochim because of the Reuv for an earlier Nidin which hasn't been a Shail of Mamon, then later on, even if it develops into a Shail of Mamon, we could still use this Klal of Reuv because we've already established that this is the Halochim because of the Reuv. And similarly, Rabbi Kveger says the same Yisoid over here. That's why we could use Reuv, even though over here it came out into a way where you can't use Reuv between Misa and Misa, but we already know this is his father. The fourth answer, says Rabbi Kveger, that over here, if we won't go after Reuv and we won't know that this is his father, then you'd be potter, totally be potter, because maybe the father is a treifer. And the only way we know, and if someone who kills a treifer is also potter, how do we know that the father is not a treifer? The only way we know that is because we're using the Parsha of Reuv in the Torah. So once we've used the Parsha in the Torah to go and say that the father is not Trefer, then we could go and use the Parsha of Reuv to go and say that he is his father and the Mele is going to be Chayv Chenek. The whole Svara of Tosfos over there, by Niskon ben Israfim, is only when we're using Reuv only to establish this is his father, and there's no other halachas which you need Reuv. But over here, we need the Parsha of Reuv to be Kireah, to go and establish that there's someone here who he killed who wasn't a treifer, and for that we need Reuv. So once we've used Reuv for something, then we could use Reuv for something else also, even though it's Mimisa Lemisa. And the Mele over here doesn't apply the Svara of Tosfos in Niskon ben Israfim. And the Bekveg is Mefalpel in this Svara very much to be Mazbe, Tosfos in Chulin, Yudal from the base, with this Svara to go and say that once you use the Reuv in one, Legaba one Nakuda, then you're ready, you could use the Reuv, Legaba everything else also. The Gemara continues on, Philid and Ahmed. The Gemara declares a Shaila, Ben Mao Shiyakiz Dam Le'oviv. Can a father, can a son go and draw blood from his father? If Mas Na'oma will have to Le'ichel Kamoicho, if Dimi Bachinu Na'oma Maki Odom Maki Behima, Ma Maki Behima Le'ufua Potter, Af Maki Odom Le'ufua Potter. So if Mas Na'an and Dimi are both Mati, someone, a son, to go and draw blood from his father. Then the Gemara brings down two stories. Rav, other Rishonim are Grace Papa, Le'ishovik Le'brei Le'mishkel Le'suliva, he didn't let his son take out coats, and Ma Breeder Vina Le'ishovik Le'brei Le'miftach Le'kavsa. Now we find in the Rishonim over here a few ways of understanding the Gemara that originally the Gemara brings down of Dimi and of Masna that they hold Le'refur is Mutter, and then we have two stories which seem to imply the other way around that Rav and Ma Breeder Vina did not allow their children to go and take out from them to Dilma Chavil, even though it was Le'refur. The Beis Yosef explains that Be'emes is 3 days in the Rishonim. The Beis Yosef is Simur Rishonim Aleph explains that 3 days in the Rishonim. The Rambam in Perek Hei Mamre Maloch Zayin holds that there's no machlokes between Rav and Mabri Davina with Evdimi and Rav Masna. Evdimi and Rav Masna, they hold that it's mutter, anything with refuah is mutter, and it's not just potter, it's mutter also. And Rav and Rabbi Yehudavin also agree that someone who is doing a maisa lerefuah is mutter, you know, of these psukim, that the maisa hakol lerefuah, maisa chabol lerefuah is mutter. And therefore, that's why the Rambam Paskins over there in Perikei, that a ben, even though he lechatchila should not go and draw blood from his father and not take our coats, but he, if he does it and there's no one else there to do it, if he does it, then he's potter. Because the Rambam holds that Mehmes Mekadin with Paskin, there's no machlik because everyone agrees to Ramasan and Evdimi that lefur it's mutter. But the Rambam learns that these Amiroim of Rav and Mabri Dervina, they were machme, and they were chushish that maybe by mistake he might make a chavale. And even though this chavale is going to be mutter, but because we're chushish, they were machme misafik, and therefore they hold that if there's any other person to do this procedure and not their son, it's better to go and rely on someone else and ask someone else to do it and not to ask and not to get the son to do it just in case Dumul Chav. But Me'ika Adin, if there's no one else, then they're allowed to do it themselves. And that's why the Rambam Paskins over there, that if there's no one else, then they themselves should do it. And it's mutter for him to do Lechatchila. But if there's someone else over there, then they shouldn't do it. But if they did it, then it's mutter, then it's potter, they're not even any avir. But the Beis Yosef brings down that the Rif and the Rosh, they bring down the Shaila of the Gemara over here, Ben Maush Yakis Dam La'aviv, and they only bring down on it the Rav and the Mabri Davinu who say that it's not allowed for the child to go and take out a koitz from the father. It seems to be that they hold that Rav and Mabri Davinu argue on Rav Masa Nevdimi, and they hold that even the Refuah, a Maisa Chavola in the father is going to be Asa, even if it was done in the Refuah. And therefore, they only brought down La Locha, Rav and Mabri Davinu, that they do not allow the son to go and take out the koitz and to go and open their wounds, because this is a Maisa Chavola, and even if it's lerefuah, it's still going to be Asa. And Ben Yeruchim in the Siv Aleph also says the same Halacha, that even lerefuah is going to be Asa. This is how the Beis Yosef understands in the Das of the Rif and the Rosh. The third day, says the Beis Yosef, is the Ramban in Torah Sa'odom, in Shas HaKonah, that the Ramban holds, also there's no machlekes between the two Mandomrim, but the Ramban explains that it's very different the case of the Gemara of a son to draw blood from the father, that Rav Masna and Evdimi both hold his mutter, and the cases later on in the Gemara to take out a koitz or to open the wound, the boil, to go and clean out the boil, there that they ask it. Says the Ramban, in the case of drawing blood, the Maisa Chabola itself is the Maisa Refuah. The thing which is curing him is the Chabola which he's doing to his father. Therefore, since this is the Refuah, there's a heter of after leichel kamoicha, or because we learn out of makke behema that lefur is muta. But the netilas hakoitz, to take out the koitz, or to go and clean out lemiftach lekavse, over there netilas hakoitz is not the chavola. We are scared that during the procedure of taking out the koitz, he might make a chavola to his father. Now that chavola which he's going to be making is not the refur. Adarabah, he's going to try his hardest not to go and make that chavola. Mamela, this chavola, even though it's lerefuah, even though the procedure which he's doing is a maitzer refuah, but the chavola which he's going to do to his father is not refuah. Therefore, that's why they didn't allow their children to go and take out the coats and to go on miftach lekavse, because the chavola itself wasn't refuah. Even though the akosas hadam is mutter to do, because over there the chavola itself is the refuah through the drawing the blood. That itself is the refuah. That is the svara of the Ramban. And Rabbi Yeruchim brings the same svar down, b'shem yesh mefalshim. La halacha, the mechaber paskins l'chumra, like the Rif and the Rosh, and simi reish mem aleph, yodeh reish mem aleph, sif gimu. And he paskins that a son is not allowed, b'chol oifen, to go and draw blood, l'hakid dam, from his father. He paskins like the Rif and the Rosh, that they hold that the Mirav and Mabri Yervina argue on the heter of Ramas and Evdimi, and even the Refuah, there's the Issa Chavola of Maki Ova Ve'imui. But the Rima over there is Mati. And he says over there that if the whole Issa is only k'she'ein shom acher, when there's no one else to do it, but only k'she'yesh shom acher, then when there's someone else to do it, then the son should not do it, but k'she'ein shom acher, then it's muta, which is the shittas Rambam on the Torah, that they're mati in a case where there is someone else to do it. That's what Beis Yosef explained, that the Rambam holds that there's no machlekes, and Rav and Mabri Davino are only machme, and therefore they said that in the case where there's someone else to do this procedure, it's better to rely on someone else and not the son shouldn't do it himself. The Bach Bemis is Mario on the Bes Yosef, that since the Torah also says that the Rambam, that his mutter to do this Netilas Koitz, his mutter, in the case where there's no one else there to do it, so how can the Bes Yosef say that the Rosh himself does not allow any Netilas Koitz, even in the case where there's no one there to do it? Because the Rosh holds that there's Machloikas, Ariav holds that even Lufu is Asa. The Torah obviously did not understand like this in the Rosh, because the Torah wouldn't have argued on the Rosh without quoting him and to argue. And this seems the Torah holds that even the Rosh agrees that in a case where there's no one else to do this procedure, then the son is allowed to do it. And the reason is because this is agreed to everyone. Everyone holds that in a case where there's no one else there to do it, then the refuah is muta. Like the Shittas HaRambam, and like the Torah Paskins, La Locha, which is the Das of the Ramah. And therefore the Bach goes Ladina like the Ramah and not like the Bes Yosef. The Bach ends by saying that if you look in the Lashon of the Rambam, it's mashma that even though the Rambam says that it's muta midina, in the case that there's no one else, you should not do hakazas nam. And in the case where you have someone else to do that hakazas nam, someone else should do it. This is only by hakazas adam. But in the case of koitz, netilas hakoitz is mashma the Rambam over there. Since we're scared, he might do a chavola. And that chavola is no shaykhs to the refuah, like we said the svar from Rabban. Over there, even Medina is mashma the Rambam, he should not be doing, the son should not take out the koitz. And the Rambam differentiates between akoza and antilas akoitz, just like the Ramban does. And akoza, the Rambam holds, is muta Medina, but so when someone else, he should be machme, only when someone else is there. But antilas akoitz, there the Rambam holds, that since he might do a chavola, and that's no shaykhs to the refuah, over there Medina, he should be careful, and he shouldn't do it, even in a case where there's no one else there to do it. Rebbe Aaron in his tshuva in Siman Hey, Oysid Ches, is also very marich to be mazbe that the Rambam holds like the Ramban and Rebbein Yeruchim, and he's very marich to explain that the machlikas of the Yishonim is tailor on the machlikas l'shitasam in the sugi leta'an on melocha shein etzricha legufa, whether, how we're going to pass in the gab of the halacha, melocha shein etzricha legufa, and mikoyach that machlikas, there's a machlikas over here, how to read the Gemara over here, and like Rebbe Aaron is very marich over there in Siman Hey, Oysid Ches, and onwards. In the Ikad Din of the Gemara, the Nidin over here, whether you're allowed to do a kozer, a refuah, you're not allowed to. The Minchas Chinuch says a chiddush mitzvah memches or is gimel, that is poshet, that the whole shaila of the Gemara over here is only shaloi b'shus of the father. But b'shus of the father, then it's muta. Because the father is allowed to be moichel, and the father is allowed to say that you should do a chavola in me in order to go and cure me. And the whole shaila of the Gemara over here is shaloi b'shus af. Says the Michas Chiduch, just like we find in the Gemara Baba Kama, Tzadik Gimel, Omed Aleph, Legabe Hezek of Momi Chaveri, if someone wants to be Mazik Momi Chaveri, that it says in the Mishnah that someone who tells his friend, Shaveri is Kadi, go and break my vessel, my Kad, I'm a Nos Lifter, and he's going to be Potter, then he's Potter. And it's Mavu in the Gemara that if he says I'm a Nos Lifter, if he tells his friend that he's going to be Potter, then he's Potter, even on a Chavala in the Guf. And you see over here that a person can go be moichel. So the father could also be moichel on his isurim of makar ovi ve'imoy. And if the father allows the son to go make a chavola, then there's no shaila at all. Avada, the father, the son is allowed to go and listen to his father. And his medayak is in Loshon of the Rambam in Sanhedrin, peik chavov aloch chavov. The Rambam says over there that he doesn't legabe kilalas aveim or kilalas nosi. The Rambam over there says that once a person has cursed, has already been mekalel, then it doesn't help to be moichel. Because since he's already been over the avera, he's kva chotov and ischayev. He's already been ischayev when he was over the avera, when he did the klala. It's mashma, says in Minchas Chinuch, that the only reason why he called me moichel is because it's too late, because he's already been over. But if he would have gotten reshus from before to be mekalel the aviv imoy, then it wouldn't have been any avera originally. Then you would be able to be moichel even the case of Klole, in a case of Kilalas Ovi Ve'imoy. Says the Michas Chinuch, if by Kilalas Ovi Ve'imoy, where there's a Hitzuas Shem Levatola, is Muta, even in a case where you're not allowed to be Mekalel the father, but if the father is Moichel, then it's okay. It's Kol Shekin, in the case of Chavola Ba'oviv, is Muta, in a case where the father was Moichel. Says the Michas Chinuch, you have to say that these are Meroim, who did not let the children take out the Koitz, and did not let them clear out their wounds, is only because they were choshesh that maybe or they might make an extra chavola which they won't be happy with, and they won't be b'rtzoinom. But if they'll be meichel there and they will be meichel their child, then avada everything is going to be mutter. And Michas Chinuch says, even though he doesn't have a fruit right to this, but this what it seems to him misvara. Kein nearly misvara, says Michas Chinuch. At the bottom, they bring down in a gross in a oris hagrip on the Michas Chinuch says that it's already as we state already in Tshuvas Marilach in the Kunchas Asmicha Simen Kuf Aleph. He also says that the whole issa of chavola ba'ovi ve'imoy is only in the case shelui b'rishusay. But if the father gives him a shus, then the father can be moichel on his kovet. But the emes the sheiltas in sheiltas samach says mefurish that even though we find in kedushin that a father can be moichel on his kovet, but a father cannot be moichel on his hakor and his klola. And the Ravosh says the same svara in tshuva simereish chof b'shem erayved, and there are more paskas as in yoredeirish men beis if lamed beis b'shem the tshuvas hadeshen in simukul chavzayim b'shem erbeinu simcha. That a person, even though a father can go be meichel on his kovod, but to be meichel on his elbow, on his bizoyin, a father cannot be meichel on his bizoyin. And even if the father says, I allow you to be mevazami, there's no such thing. A father has not got the koyach to go and allow the son to be mevazim. And therefore, if the son is afterwards mevazim, kol shekein if he's mekalalim or he's make, he is a make of him, he's still going to be chayiv. And the whole sugi sagimori over here is even in a chatimtze where the father gave rishus for the son to go and do the akor. The Turi Evin in Megillah of Chof Chesu Medalev says that Lechayim is muchach like the Rivosh from this Gemara, from this story from Amiroim, who did not let their children go and take out the coats. And if you're going to say that the father can go me meichel, why can't they just go me meichel and say that even if you go and take and you make a chavola and a bit of blood comes out, I'll be meichel you. And you see over here that a father does not have koyach to go me meichel on his bizoyen and kolshkin on his akor and his klola. But says the Turi Evin that this is only the father to the son. But a person to his friend, or Adam Lachaviri, where there is as Pen Yosef, that yes, love the Gemara in Baba Kamet Tzadik Gimel, which is Mavur, that a person can be Meichel on his Akor and his Momen. And the only din which you find that he can be Meichel is only by a father. Says the Turi Evin, the Gemara over here asks Akasha, Ihochi, Achenami, the Gemara by us asks that if the son is not allowed to do it, because Dilma Chovil and it's going to be a Shigrias Issa, someone else also shouldn't be able to do it because it's going to be a Shigrias Lav. Says it to Evan, the Gemara's Kashya is Shver, because someone else, we could be talking about a case where someone else was Meichel. And Mechila works for Adam Lachaviri. Only Av Livnoi Mechila doesn't work. But Adam Lachaviri works Mechila. So what's the Gemara's Kashya? Yehochi Achenami. Says it to Evan, we have to say that the Gemara means Yehochi Achenami in a case where the friend wasn't Meichel in Beferish. And then he has a Aver, so it's not Dafke Ba'av Lebnoi, but even Ish Lachaviri. But if the friend is Meichelim, then Avada there's no Issa, because a friend can be Meichel on his Akor, just like he can be Meichel on his Momen, like his Mavonig Mobo Bekam. But the Emes, in the Chuvas HaRivosh later on, in Simon Tov Pei Dalid, says Mefurish, even Reuven to Shimon, even Adam Lachaviri, even though he could be Meichel, like the Gemara's Mavonig Mobo Bekam, he could be Meichel on the money. And says the Rivosh, he could be meichel on the money of the Akor. That means he allows him to go make him a wound, which is going to cost him money. And he patters his friend, and he tells his friend, you do not have to pay me. He's only potter from the money. But that the friend should go ahead, l'chatchila, and go and do this maisa Akor, and that is also for him to do it. Says the Rivosh, that a friend cannot be meichel on the Issa of Pen Yosef in the Torah. If the Torah does not allow Reuven to go and hit Shimon, the Shimon does not have the ability to go and allow and go be meichel on this Issa to allow Reuven to go and hit him. So Shimon is still going to be, even the Shimon's ready to be meichel Reuven, he's only meichel the momentous, only the monetary value of the wound that he patters Reuven. But Avada Reuven lechatchila is not allowed to go and hit Shimon, even if Shimon is ready to be meichel him. This svara is not dafka svara in Av. It's even a svara of Adam Lachaviri, a person not balabos on himself, to go and let people go me oivel Issa of Lo Yosef, which the Torah says that you're not allowed to go and hit, and the person should go me meichel on his hitting. And the Rivosh says the whole mechila is only from the momentous. But the mechila from the Issa of Lo Yosef, that person doesn't have the ability to go me meichel, and he's still going to be over Issa. And the Gemara over here, Ibazay, is very gishmak, Ihochi Achenami, that if the son is over Issa of Shigas Issa, the chaver, someone else, Odom Lachavir, is also going to be over Issa, Shigas Issa, and that's Gemara's Kashi, Ihochi Achenami.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.